7 points, but the NASDAQ ahead 19. This is SRN News.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. And remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now. And I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Call it springtime in February. Today's high temperature will be up to about 81, warmest day of the year so far. It will become quite breezy with a sun and cloud mix today. Clouds increasing tonight, but very mild. Overnight low 64. Tomorrow, I think we're up near 80 again. Scattered showers, especially in the afternoon and evening hours tomorrow. It will turn much cooler on Thursday with high temperatures barely up to about 60. That's a big change. Then there's a risk of more showers returning to the forecast Thursday night, Friday into Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
1819 News.
The Alabama Forestry Commission has issued a fire alert for several counties in the southwest part of the state. Windy conditions that'll be occurring all this week are going to make it very difficult to contain a fire and will create a risk of fast-moving wildfires. The counties involved are Baldwin, Choctaw, Clark, Conecuh, Escambia, Mobile, Monroe, and Washington counties. The Forestry Commission reports that in the past 4 days, there have been 168 wildfires across the state. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having people that care about you, to have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. My house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A Lauderdale County grand jury indicts a Florence man with 273 counts of possession of child pornography. 34-year-old Frederick Coleman is being held on a $150,000 bond. Police tell the Times Daily that Coleman was found to be downloading the child pornography images as revealed by his IP address. A search warrant resulted in a forensic search of Coleman's electronics and confirmation of those 273 images. The U.S. Marshals Gulf Coast Regional Task Force is searching for a fugitive in the Wiregrass region. 46-year-old Burgess Flowers is described as a black man, 5'8", 153 pounds. Flowers has connections to Montgomery, Enterprise, and the Dadeville areas. He's wanted for second-degree robbery and is considered armed and dangerous. A peace forum is going to be held in Mobile at the end of this week to address community concerns about violent crime. The event will be March 2nd at the Dodge Community Center. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Don't settle for what Uncle Sam wants to give you. Get to Toyota of Montgomery today, where we'll double your tax refund. This month only, Toyota of Montgomery will double your money. If you have a $1,000 refund, we'll double it to $2,000. $2,000 is now $4,000. $5,000 is now up to $10,000. It gets even better because Toyota of Montgomery has incredible incentives on our new inventory, like the new 2024 Toyota Camry LE, now only $299 a month. Or the best-selling new 2024 RAV4 LE, it's only $349 a month. That's double your refund money up to $10,000. $5,000 plus save on new Toyotas and more for your trade. Get to Toyota of Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group. Dealer will match tax refund up to $5,000 in form of dealer discount off TSRP. Example, 2024 Toyota Sequoia Hybrid Capstone 4-wheel drive in transit vehicle. TSRP 84,172. Camry MSRP 30,958. RAV4 MSRP 28,214. 12,000 miles per year for 39 month leases with 3638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit on sealed new Toyota purchases. Select new Toyota purchases plus taxes, tag, title, and $999. Offers end 2/29/2024.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
After damning politicians uphill and down Dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels, I sometimes suspect that, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
Joey Clark.
Welcome into News and Views in the afternoon, folks. Of course, I'm Joey Clark. And as is tradition now on Tuesdays, we have the one, the only, Judge Andrew Napolitano on the stream. Judge, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm well, Joey. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing quite well. Easing into this, what is going to be, I think, a crazy few months leading up to the election and trying to get a whole team. I'm glad you're part of this as we go into this year, because I'll need your counsel, if not us having a little bit of mirth together. But here's where I wanted to start, and this is what I wrote about today, and it just was published today. Is Trump truly a unique threat to democracy? And here's where I'm coming from. I can remember back in 2016, neoconservatives like Robert Kagan saying Trump is what, you know, ancient Greek philosophers and the founders warned us about, that the excesses of mobocracy can create strong men. But now he's a threat to democracy, not a dangerous product of it. My read on it, as I look at the Bush regime, as I look at even Clinton or Obama or Biden, is I don't see how Trump is so uniquely a threat where he does have problems with liberty. What's your sense of this, comparing Trump and his threat to liberty compared to all sorts of modern presidents?
Well, you'll get a kick out of my opinion. To me, the presidency itself is a threat to democracy. The president has become far too strong, far too imperial. Congress looks the other way while presidents declare war and fight wars and kill people, and Congress does nothing about it. Congress looks the other way when the president's secretary of state swears under oath an untruth, like sending $100 million this afternoon to Israel is somehow an emergency and vital to the national security of the United States, and Congress does nothing about it, even though the Constitution says no money shall be spent other than from the federal treasury, other than that which has been properly appropriated by the Congress and recorded in a public journal. Recorded in a public journal? What did the CIA spend last month? Try and find that in a public journal. Who does the CIA work for? The president. So you've heard me say this, our dear friend, brilliant guy, podcaster, public intellectual, too libertarian for any major university to hire, but as smart as anybody I know, Tom Woods.
Ah, yes.
Has a famous one-liner: no matter who you vote for, you get John McCain. With respect to foreign wars, that is true. Liberals like Obama and Biden, conservatives like George W. Bush, if he was a conservative, or Donald Trump. So Trump is a threat to democracy, but no more so than anybody else. You know, I'm a little awkward talking about Trump because I know him so well. I get fearful when he says things like what he said to Sean Hannity. I'll be a dictator for a day. Shouldn't be a dictator for an instant. But he's not that well-versed in American history or American law, and he often surrounds himself with people who will facilitate his doing what he wants to do. A lot of presidents do that. Presidents should surround themselves with people who say yes and no. You tell me why I can and should do this, and you tell me why I can't or shouldn't, so that both views are expressed. I don't know of any modern president. I can't blame that on Trump. I don't know of any modern president that does that. Well, have I answered your question, or have I opened up a rabbit hole?
Well, I don't mind opening up a rabbit hole here. But my sense of Trump is that, the new messaging is my revenge, all this vengeance tour. I think what he's been saying is my revenge will be our success, which actually, if that's the way he's going, common sense, I don't know. I find that a lot of the wailing and gnashing of teeth from, say, a lot of the corporate media and powers to be is that Trump didn't go along with, say, the CIA in the same way other presidents did, and he literally tried to fight back, maybe not enough to our liking, but that seems to be the reason, in my mind, that we're getting a lot of this thrown his way, that and his charming personality.
Well, you know, Trump has said that he wants to stamp out the deep state. I don't know if he realizes how deep its tentacles go. I would love to see. You know, there's two parts to the CIA. There's the analysis part that spies on foreign governments. In my opinion, that's lawful, constitutional, and probably necessary.
Right.
Then there's the operations part, which is the president's private army. It kills people. It wages war. It overthrows governments. We have no right or moral authority to do that. That's the part of the CIA he should get rid of. There's two FBIs. There's the FBI that investigates crime. And well, they should do that, except there shouldn't be as many federal crimes as there are. And there's the FBI that predicts crime. There's no business doing that whatsoever. So, you know, there's a lot of parts of the government that he should put away. Shouldn't get rid of the NSA completely and totally. There's no reason to have the federal government spying on Americans. 60,000 people employed, majority civilians, leadership all military. That's cute. Because it's military, it works for the president. George W. Bush, who never met a clause of the Constitution he didn't think he could break, claimed that because they work for him and he's the commander-in-chief, the Constitution doesn't regulate them. That because he can do anything as the commander-in-chief, the people that work for him can do that. That, of course, is utter nonsense. But he acted as if he believed it, and he dispatched the NSA to behave that way. It wasn't until Obama was in office and Snowden revealed what he revealed that we learned the extent of the spying. So there's lots of parts of the deep state. I've only touched on three: CIA, FBI, NSA. We haven't even gotten to the FDA, the Federal Reserve, and the parts of the government that we don't even know about, whose initials wouldn't mean anything to us. Whenever I say there are 16 intelligence communities in the government, I say there are 16 acknowledged intelligence communities in the government. Who knows what else is out there that the government doesn't acknowledge?
Now, and let's go into, you gave me the pleasure of and privilege of reading your op-ed that'll come out Thursday early, and I just read it before we hopped on the show here, and we're seeing more rotten fruit from the torture regime the CIA and Bush and Cheney pushed here. Is it just wrong of me to assume that the United States is sending people into foreign countries and foreign territories in order to do god-awful things? And I'm not just talking about waterboarding, folks. I mean, but this seems to have been proven in court as these Gitmo hearings continue on.
There is no dispute but that it was done. There were at least a half dozen black sites. I only know of two, one in Poland and one in Thailand. These are intelligence community facilities and jails run by a foreign government that were made available to American agents, CIA agents, and outside contractors. I intentionally didn't mention the name of the person I targeted in my piece because I'd get sick just mentioning his name. But he's an outside contractor, a psychologist hired by the CIA to craft its torture regimes. Probably was pardoned by President Bush. I don't know how he could not be prosecuted if he hadn't been pardoned. Of course, some of these crimes can't be pardoned because they're war crimes. For example, torture, there's no statute of limitations on a war crime. So this gentleman, if you can call him that, he can't go to an EU country, be arrested immediately. They wouldn't do to him what he did to others, because those countries, the European countries, today, post the exposure of all this, are scrupulous about not engaging in torture. When the FBI showed up at Gitmo, so it's now about 2003, 4, or 5, and discovered CIA and military torture, they said, so three things will happen. Either this will stop, or we will leave and the director of the FBI will expose it, or we will leave with you in handcuffs. We will arrest you. And of course it stopped. The military stopped it and the CIA left. And then the FBI began its interrogation. So now the issue in court in Gitmo, it's the subject of my article, is, okay, these guys screamed things out during torture in order to stop the torture. We all know that that's not admissible, right, in evidence. The torture to that extent was useless. But some of them said things weeks and months, even years after the torture was over. Were they so psychologically affected by torture? Were their words so tainted by torture that words stated even then are not admitted in court? That's what a federal judge, a military judge, is attempting to resolve. What I didn't put in that article is that, you know, these pretrial hearings have been going on for 20 years, which is why some of these torturers claim they don't have a good memory. But what I didn't put in the article is that in 20 years, there have been four judges, each on for 4 years and then retiring. The judge who's hearing all of this, guess what he's doing in June, 3 months from now? Retiring. That will be the sixth judge in all these cases. This is inconceivable if Bush and Cheney and their buddy Lindsey Graham had not crafted this nonsense in Gitmo. If those people had just been put in Lower Manhattan or Alexandria, Virginia, Trade Towers in Manhattan, Pentagon in Virginia, or wherever the federal court is in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, they would have been tried, convicted, and punished, or tried and acquitted. There have been some acquittals in these cases by now. We wouldn't be going on and on and on and on with 20 years of nonsense in a military prison.
Now,
thank you, George, George W. $100 million a year to pay for Gitmo. Thank you, George W., and thank you, Dick Cheney, and your fondness for torture.
And, you know, as you do in so much of your opinions and your writing, you ground this in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution's Ninth Amendment, in the natural rights philosophy that undergirds our Constitution. And so I want to end our conversation today with this. I don't know if you saw it, but there's this talk about Christian nationalism online a lot. And, you know, there's some folks like James Lindsay saying this is a psyop, not about the literal conversation, but the left is ready to brand everybody a Christian nationalist. Be careful where you go with this. So a Politico reporter, Heidi it's a Russian name I can't say, I just want to share this short quote with you and just get your reaction. Quote, "The thing that unites them is Christian nationalists, not Christians, because Christian nationalists are very different, is that they believe that our rights to as Americans and as all human beings do not come from any earthly authority. They don't come from Congress, from the Supreme Court. They come from God. The problem with that is that they are determining, men are determining what God is telling them." But that believing in the founding of this country makes one a Christian nationalist? I wouldn't describe myself. I've never heard you describe yourself that way.
Well, she should reread the opening line to the Declaration of Independence, because it is not an appeal to the Parliament. It is not an appeal to laws written by the Parliament. It's not an appeal to anything the king did. It's an appeal to nature and nature's God as the source of the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That is integral to Judeo-Christian teaching, that our rights come from our humanity. Short story. The author of this, the modern author of it, is St. Thomas Aquinas. It originates with Aristotle. It is reformulated by Augustine. It is reduced to writing by Aquinas. Next Thursday, March 8th, 2024, is the 750th anniversary of the death of St. Thomas Aquinas. There is a 2.5-day workshop in the Vatican on St. Thomas Aquinas and natural law. Your humble correspondent is giving the keynote address in the Vatican on the deterioration of natural law and natural rights in American jurisprudence. Don't ask me how I was invited. I don't know, but that's where I will be.
That's amazing. And on Thursday, I'll be going to Boston for the first time. Any recommendations visiting the old area?
Yeah, come home as soon as you can.
I'm going to visit old drinking buddies, so I think we're going to be warm with whiskey.
Yeah, me too. New York Yankee fans, Boston is the home of the evil empire, the Red Sox. And I'm wearing their colors today, red and gray.
Well, on that note, I always appreciate your time, Judge. Best of luck, and talk to you
soon. We'll be on together next week because I'm leaving literally right after our interview next Tuesday.
Well, I look forward to it, as always. And, well, before you go, who do you have coming up on Judging Freedom, your podcast this week?
Yesterday, I had Scott Ritter on, who just exploded on Netanyahu's absurd claims that the Israeli military is carefully choosing its targets. Really? I guess that means they're carefully choosing to slaughter 28,000 civilians, more than half children. That was yesterday. Today I have my two military folks on, Karen Kwiatkowski at 3 and Matt Ho at 2 Eastern Times. Throughout the rest of the week, Professor Sachs, Professor Amir Scheimer, and Colonel McGregor.
Well, I appreciate it as always. God bless, sir. Until next week, thank you.
Thank you, my man. All the best.
Again, folks, that is Judge Andrew Napolitano. Always great having him on the program here. Now, this part of the program brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. And, you know, men, fellas, as we get older, as men mature, two things start to happen. One, no fun at all, is erectile dysfunction. The other, low testosterone. And it's nothing to deny, put off, or be ashamed about. And it's not something to wait to get fixed. Yeah, I know guys hate going to the doctor. I hate going to the doctor. But Montgomery Men's Health was created to take care of guys just like us. So if you're walking around feeling a lack of motivation, a lack of energy, you're always tired, maybe you're seeing a decrease in muscle mass as you gain more fat, maybe a decrease even in your sex drive, or maybe you just feel like you're walking through your life in a fog. Well, knowing whether you have low T is huge in combating some of these issues. A lot of guys are suffering from low T and sometimes don't even realize it. And it's not just guys who are getting a little older. There are now urologists suggesting men at the age of 18 should start getting their testosterone checked, because low T affects quality of life big time. So what you need to do is go to Montgomery Men's Health. The providers there will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup, plus a consultation for only $99. And they have low T treatments there at Montgomery Men's Health that can truly change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym, brother, better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, a faster metabolism, and you usually even notice an increased libido. You can actually book the same day that you call, fellas. It's time to feel amazing and hit your goals this year. That number, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com to book your appointment today. Be sure to tell them, well, that Joey fella on the radio sent you. More news and views, well, in the afternoon after this.
Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I'm Republican Jacqueline Tomlinson. You've heard me here on the Greg Budell Show quite a bit over the years. Running for office is the last thing I thought I'd do. But when your community calls, you answer. With more than 15 years of family law experience, I've helped local families through some of their toughest times. And so, I'm asking for your vote in the Republican primary on Tuesday, March 5th for Circuit Judge.
Vote for my mommy!
Paid for by the Tomlinson Campaign, P.O. Box 821, Wetumpka, Alabama, 36092.
Hello, Alabama. This is your all-time favorite president, Donald J. Trump. My friend, Congressman Gary Palmer, is running for re-election to Alabama's 6th Congressional District. Gary is an America First conservative who is fighting to secure our border, strengthen our military, and protect and defend our undersea Second Amendment. Alabama, please get out and vote for Gary Palmer for Congress on March 5th. He will not let you down. Thank you.
I'm Gary Palmer, and I approve this message.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. It's true, rates aren't as low as they have been for the past couple of years, but there are still many homeowners that could benefit from refinancing their current mortgage. There are a lot of things in life that are out of our control, but your mortgage rate is not one of them. If you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, then you owe it to yourself to give us a call.
Adjustable rate mortgages make sense for some people in stable markets, but in this wild, ever-changing rate environment, it only makes sense to secure a fixed interest rate. A fixed interest rate will give you the peace of mind that your rate is locked. Your rate will not be subject to change with the political and economic tides.
At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can personalize your term. We offer 8-year to 30-year mortgages and everything in between. Grab your mortgage statement and give us a call.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-36. 68, equal housing lender.
He just can't be trusted. Despite the invasion at our border, with deadly drugs and dangerous criminals pouring in, Barry Moore voted with every single Democrat in Congress against finishing Trump's wall. With Barry Moore's vote, the liberals blocked the bill to secure our border and stop the invasion of illegals. Defunding Trump's border wall, Barry Moore betrayed conservatives. Turns out, Barry Moore didn't even want to start Trump's wall and bragged that he would have voted against it. Then, Moore was the only Alabama Republican to vote no on forcing Biden to finish Trump's wall. Donald Trump needs someone to help him, and so do we. But Barry Moore simply cannot be trusted. Deceiving conservatives again, Barry Moore betrayed Trump and Alabama. Conservatives for American Excellence, Inc. paid for and is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. ConservativesForAmericanExcellence.com.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Full house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-632-4055 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-632-4055. That's 800-632-4055. What do you have to lose? Call 800-632-4055. Again, 800-632-4055.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And views in the afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. You know, the question of whether or not Trump is really a unique threat to democracy was on my mind over the weekend, because it truly, like I was telling Judge Knapp, it seems like all presidents have done awful things that abuse the democratic process and certainly abuse American liberty. You know, and this is nothing new. All the way back in 1925, H.L. Mencken was musing on how, well, liberty and democracy are eternal enemies. And everyone knows it who has ever given any sober reflection to the matter. At least 95 Americans out of every 100 believe that this process, though, is honest and even laudable. It is practically impossible to convince them that there is anything evil in it. In other words, they cannot grasp the concept of liberty. And what's interesting in that Mencken piece from, again, 1925, is he's talking about how the government will manage speech, manage opinions, destroy people who don't have the correct opinion. So all this stuff we're now seeing, this misinformation infrastructure heading into this election cycle, it's nothing new. It's been going on for 100 years with different means and methods. But the technology has grown leaps and bounds for the government to spy into your life, to destroy livelihoods if you're not carrying the official narrative, or worse, just to shut you up to where people don't even know you exist, especially online. But here's the hope. Again, this has been around for 100 years, but now we can see it. Maybe it's due to the graciousness of one billionaire named Elon Musk, who's invested all this money into Twitter, billions and billions that he probably won't get back, though I'd imagine down the road he might. So have hope. It's one thing to say, hey, the government's corrupt, the deep state's corrupt, this oligarchy or ruling class or managerial class, whatever you want to call these dopes, to say they're corrupt, they're illegitimate, they shouldn't be doing what they're doing. But somehow, I think the American people need to wake up to this has been going on a long time. Now that we can see it, we need to deal with it. And, you know, the problem, though, is there are some folks who I think are literally in love with democracy, in love with the idea. I think democracy, to some folks, has become the new God. You know, in that clip or that quote I played or read to the judge, talking about how Christian nationalism means you believe your rights don't come from any earthly authority, but from our humanity and from God and nature's God. Seems like a pretty basic understanding of the American system as it was set up. When did we get rid of that, ma'am? But I think it was partly gotten rid of because people fell less in love with their liberties and their self-evident rights that no government has the right to take from you, and they started falling in love with the glories of our democracy. So love, as much as it may guide us to the zenith of life, it also blind us to the perilous paths we have chosen, and the perils of our democracy are more bountiful than that of any femme fatale. Accordingly, 2024 appears to be another election cycle destined to break hearts en masse. Will democracy scorn her professed champions like she did in 2016? Word is, she may be getting back together with an old flame. One President Donald J. Trump, and much to the dismay of democracy's professional lovers. nothing seems able to extinguish that flame. No matter how much the American elite abused democracy to save democracy, the recent indictments of Trump being a naked display of the American oligarchy's abject lust for power, a democratic passion still burns for Trump. None of this is anything new. Ever since he descended that escalator, Trump has brought out the worst of the American elite's jealousy and hypocrisy. Not only have elites called him every evil name in the book, they continue to project every single one of their own past and future abuses of American liberty onto him. So let's go way back. Take, for instance, the laments of neoconservative Robert Kagan from 2016. In his piece, This Is How Fascism Comes to America, Kagan claims that the populism which Trump tapped into is what the founders most feared when they established the Democratic Republic, the popular passions unleashed, the mobocracy. Kagan continues, conservatives have been warning for decades about government suffocating liberty, but here is the other threat to liberty that Alexis de Tocqueville and other ancient philosophers warned about, that the people in a democracy, excited, angry, and unconstrained, might run roughshod over even the institutions created to preserve their freedoms. I, too, take Tocqueville and other philosophers seriously when they warn us of democracy's perils. And quick aside, isn't it interesting how all our sources, say from ancient Athens, most of the people writing, the philosophers and thinkers, they were not impressed with Athenian democracy. They thought it was bonkers. They thought it was violent. They thought it was corrupt. In many ways, it was. And if you look at our so-called system today, whatever you want to call it, democracy or otherwise, yeah, I think they were, old Athenian thinkers were warning us. But here's the deal. Where was Kagan or all these other guardians of democracy in the years leading up to Trump's rise? Do the supposed defenders of America's crumbling institutions really think the movements that backed Biden, Obama, George W. Bush, and Clinton were friendly to liberty and refrained from stoking the fears, vanities, ambitions, and insecurities of the people? Do they really believe the last 30 years of undeclared wars, unrestrained debt, unconstitutional mass surveillance, mass illegal migration, and a massive policy of inflation were healthy for American institutions? Does this brood of vipers not understand that democracy was a danger long before Trump ever found success in electoral politics, or that they, more than Trump, are the danger they warn against, and that they are more complicit in the bloody evisceration of America than any of Trump's accused crimes? Tragically, amid their moans for democracy, most Trump detractors still do not seem to grasp the concept of liberty, nor know themselves. Most damn Trump, not because of their differences with him or their love of liberty, but because they see an aspect of themselves in the Donald, the lust for power over others. In practice, like all forms of government, democracy has never lived up to its ideal. Mobocracy is not exclusive to our time or any particular political party. Playing on people's insecurities and fears of the other is not exclusive to America First. These are not flaws of a know-nothing populist reactionary movement, but features of democracy itself. As one of my favorites, Oscar Wilde, said of democracy in all the way back in 1891, high hopes were once formed for democracy, but democracy means simply the bludgeoning of the people, by the people, for the people. It has been found out. I must say that it was high time, for all authority is quite degrading. It degrades those who exercise it and degrades those over whom it is exercised. When it is violently, grossly, and cruelly used, it produces a good effect by creating, or at any rate bringing out, the spirit of revolt and individualism that is to kill it. When it is used with a certain amount of kindness and accompanied by prizes and rewards, it is dreadfully demoralizing. You know, compared to Kagan's screed or so many of the screeching howlings of the detractors and enemies of Trump on cable news and around the corporate media, I think Wilde's assessment of democracy strikes me as a much more plausible exegesis, explanation of the Trump phenomenon, a spirit of revolt. A spirit of revolt after years of being violently, grossly, and cruelly used. That said, Trump's revolt is not quite in the spirit of individualism, at least not to my liking. But does that make him a unique threat to democracy? No. As Pat Buchanan explained back in 2016, the Trump revolt is animated by a resurgence of American nationalism. But nationalism will not kill our democracy by any means. American democracy has not only survived nationalist fervor throughout the nation's short history, it has often encouraged it at the expense of individual liberty. When given the choice, democracy will usually side with nationalism against liberty, if necessary. Yet there is hope. Hope that this current age of revolt and tumult has given us, in the spirit of 1776, another consequence the American elite did not intend. A growing population of Americans more in love with their God-given liberties than any promise Trump, Biden, or our democracy could ever offer. We'll be right back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Ernest.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
I'm Greg Allbritton. Like most of you, my family and I have worked hard for all we have. To start with nothing and do great things is what we used to call the American dream. I'm running for Congress because I can't stand by and watch our American values, goals, and freedoms be taken away from us by the nonsense going on in Washington, D.C. It's hurting us, our state, and our country, and I know how to do something about it. Send me, Greg Allbritton, to Congress, and I'll take some Alabama common sense with me. I'm Greg Allbritton, and I'm running for Congress. We can fuss all day about the invasion at our borders, the reckless spending of our money, and our weakened military system, but talking won't fix our country's problems. I'm a retired naval officer and an Alabama state legislator. I know how our military should work and what our veterans need. I know how to get a law passed, and I know how to spend our money wisely. On March 5th, vote to send me, Greg Allbritton, to Washington. I'm determined, I work hard, and I get results. I'm Greg Allbritton, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Greg Allbritton for Congress.
Conservative Justice Sarah Stewart has the experience to lead Alabama's courts. As a tough-on-crime judge, Sarah Stewart presided over hundreds of cases, giving tough sentences to the worst criminals. Republicans can trust Justice Sarah Stewart to defend the Constitution and protect our families. On March 5th, vote Conservative Republican Sarah Stewart for Alabama Chief Justice. Paid for by Sarah Stewart Campaign, 2029B, Airport Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Call it springtime in February. Today's high temperature will be up to about 81, warmest day of the year so far. It will become quite breezy with a sun and cloud mix today. Clouds increasing tonight, but very mild. Overnight low 64. Tomorrow, I think we're up near 80 again. Scattered showers, especially in the afternoon and evening hours tomorrow. It will turn much cooler on Thursday with high temperatures barely up to about 60. That's a big change. Then there's a risk of more showers returning to the forecast Thursday night, Friday into Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Together we have hauled it, lifted it, dug it, and mowed it. Season after season, to every customer who has walked through our doors, thank you for trusting Capital Tractor and Kubota. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
That's how you conduct yourself in a democracy.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the afternoon. 272-9228. You want to try to jump in? We are awaiting a call, though, from candidate for Congress, this one in District 6, Jerick Wilkins, who is challenging the incumbent there, Gary Palmer. Both Elmore and Autauga, and that sort of neck that goes northways, north and south up the state, is District 6, redrawn after all these court-ordered redistricting demands. So we'll see what Jerick has to say. Kind of his closing argument coming up, trying to challenge Gary Palmer, who I think is doing well, is strong in polls. That's my sense of it. But I have been nothing but impressed with Jerick Wilkins. I think he is damn right on term limits. He's absolutely correct on that. And I think his sensibility in terms of American success, economics, and liberty is right what you would expect for a Republican nominee coming out of the 6th District here in Alabama. But while we're awaiting a call from Jerick, I never thought I'd say this, but thank you, Dr. Phil. And I'm not talking about this new comedian who is hilarious, pretending to be Dr. Phil. That guy, look him up. The comedian Dr. Phil, foul mouth and hilarious. But no, the actual Dr. Phil. Phil McGraw. He was on The View. Now, I'll tell you what, folks, he took on those harpies. He took on that ogress or two. Like, these Harridans there on The View, the non-thinking. And I thought he did a beautiful job in explaining to them, well, the problem of where kids are in this day and age. And they're like with him. Yeah, the internet is kind of ruining kids. And people are watching people live instead of actually living their own lives. And they're getting depressed because of it. But then he sneaks in a little comment about COVID and the effect on children, the COVID regime, not the actual virus. And this is why I'm saying bravo, Dr. Phil, today. So let's listen in.
To it in the last segment, how much has changed since you first got started in this? And one of the things is social media. Yeah. So you say you're not the only voice in your kids' ears, so you have to be the best voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Explain that.
Well, think about it. In like 08, 09, smartphones came on. And kids started, they stopped living their lives and started watching people live their lives.
Mm.
And so we saw the biggest spike and the highest levels of depression, anxiety, loneliness, and suicidality since records have ever been kept.
Mm.
And it's just continued on and on and on. And then COVID hits 10 years later, and the same agencies that knew that are the agencies that shut down the schools for 2 years. Who does that? Who takes away the support system for these children? Who takes them away and shuts it down? And by the way, when they shut it down, they stopped the mandated reporters from being able to see children that were being abused and sexually molested, and in fact sent them home and abandoned them to their abusers with no way to watch, and referrals dropped 50 to 60%.
So there was also a pandemic going on, and they were trying to save
kids. Lives. Remember, we know a lot of folks who died during this. So it wasn't, people weren't laying around eating bond, but well, you know what? We're lucky. Maybe we're lucky they didn't, because we kept them out of the places that they could get.
You defend that narrative, Whoopi. You defend it to the death. You know, Dr. Phil doesn't know what he's talking about, right?
Be sick. Because no one wanted to believe we had an issue.
Are you saying no school children died of COVID?
I'm saying it was the safest group. They were the less vulnerable group. And they suffered and will suffer more from the mismanagement of COVID than they will from the exposure to COVID. And that's not an opinion. That's a fact.
Well, Phil, we don't even have time to talk it out now, man. But thanks for coming. The new book is called We've Got Issues.
Well done. Well done, sir. I thought that was a masterful way to sneak that in at the end of a segment and really lay it out to the ladies of The View. It's amazing, though, the different worlds we live in. If you take a step back, it really is that old Scott Adams idea that we're all looking at the same movie screen, but we're seeing two different movies. At least two. It could be more than two. The siloing of information has created, I think, a fascinating, if not dangerous, you know, why not go for it, dynamic between people. And I love seeing somebody like Dr. Phil, who does have some of the cachet of being able to go on a national show like The View and just speak in straight fire and straight facts. Not that surprised that there was pushback there, but let's see if this is our guest on line one. You're on the air. Who's this?
Joey, how you doing, man?
Hey, James, how you doing?
I'm okay. Lord, got a little tickle, Joey. You and I both understand that they will never, ever let go of the fact that they were just simply WRONG.
Yeah.
I mean, if you ask Kirk Herbstreit, he's probably trying to figure out if we're going to have a football season in 2020. I mean, he was one of the ones that said, no, we'll never be able to pull that off.
Right.
And there were some other ones like Dr. Booger McFarland, who was, the carditis that was going on, you know, with the pericardium or the myocardial inflammation around the sac of the heart, or the sac around the heart, excuse me. A lot of these guys that played the defensive tackle and quarterback for various universities, they became medical professionals during this time period.
Right. Well, everybody did, James.
Well, if they'd have listened to me, they'd have came out a little better, I think. Maybe. I mean, I was forced to wear a mask inside a dentist office.
What?
Oh, yeah. Wow. I went to the dentist. I had an appointment. And I had a small feeling that I was, I had put off having feels for some 6 years. And I thought it was causing me some issues, and it wasn't. After having it feel, the dentist told me, he said, that wasn't big enough for it to be causing you a problem. As a matter of fact, he didn't even deaden it. He just ground it out and put a little more poison in there and said, it's okay now. And,
Wait, how did he even get into your mouth with the mask on? Oh, wait, they made you take it off.
We took, You're following the logic on that.
Well, and sometimes I have these moments of rage. Like I see a mushroom cloud when I'm, say, at Fresh Market, and I still see these stand 6 feet apart things on the floor. Just like, whoa. Like it's
still everywhere. They're in the library and everywhere you go if you look for them. And it's nuts. The very idea, first of all, that this so-called virus was only in your lungs, and if you put a mask over your face, and that's going to keep it from getting in your lungs out of anybody else's. So you just keep recycling that, you know. And it's not on your shirt sleeves, it's not in your hair, it's not on your pants, it's not on your shoes, it's not in the air.
Right.
But we still got people wearing these bird beaks, riding around in a car by themselves here 4 years later. People are still living in fear, Joey.
Yep, and, you know, they have that right, but I think it's just a shame. You know, I don't try to damn the average person who is truly in fear. Like, they're just trying to look out for themselves. But the folks that have been pushing this, who've been scaring folks, I got no love for them.
Well, those are the ones that are causing that.
Right.
You and I both understand that.
Exactly right. Well,
is there a possibility I can speak with you, like, off the air?
Maybe, but I've got a guest coming in, and
just be brief.
Okay, well, hold on, and I'll come to you after when I hit this break here.
I got you, brother.
Thank you. Appreciate it, James. Let's go to line three. You're on there. Who's this?
Hola.
Hey, Eric. Hey. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I know you got a guest coming, so I'll tell you. Don't use the professional democracy lovers. Just call them whores. Just
you caught that.
I mean, you're highbrow, and I appreciate that, but you got to put it down there where everybody gets it.
Well, I kind of said it through a call off. I mean,
yeah, I heard you. I'm listening. I can understand it, but you know, the shock value counts. And you know, when you put these clips out, you don't want You don't want people who haven't, spent the time to learn to miss the point.
Well, and I'm telling you what, Eric, we're growing leaps and bounds on Joey Clark Live. Let me check. Okay, we're 8 shy of 1,600 subscribers. We're growing by the day.
Did Eddie tell you my idea for you?
I don't know. Go ahead.
When you hit 2,000, they make these pillows. I'll send you a picture of the one I had made for my wife. And I think when you hit 2,000, you ought to have a pillow made and keep it in the studio. I'll send it to you. So that's just a pillow. No big deal.
Like a pillow that looks like you or Eddie or something? Is it one of these body pillows that you hug at night?
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Huh. Actually, that would be kind of creepy and funny at the same time. Who are we going to get made of, though?
You.
No, that I refuse.
Well, maybe Eddie.
I think that's fair game. I don't care if he refuses.
Let's do it.
I'm going to torture him like the CIA until he says, yes, I blew up the building.
All right, boss, I'll get off here so you can get your guy.
Appreciate it, Eric. Adios. And I think we got time here to play a little bit of a clip of Brett Weinstein. He was at a big conference put on by Senator Ron Johnson. He's big on the podcast circuit. And he has been all about all this mismanagement during COVID. I thought this was just a fantastic breakdown. We'll play a little bit of it for you.
If we are to understand the pattern that we are gathered here to explore, because the pattern is larger than federal health agencies and the COVID cartel. If we do zoom out and ask, what are they hiding? The answer becomes as obvious as it is disturbing. They are hiding everything. It will be jarring for many to hear a scientist speak with such certainty. It should be jarring. We are trained to present ideas with caution as hypotheses in need of a test. But in this case, I have tested the idea, and I am as certain of it as I am of anything.
Well, apparently that's not in it's not going to work on the radio, so sorry about that, folks. We'll see if I can find a better version of it. You know, you're trying to do this all on your own. I get it. You can hear it on the live stream, I think. Well, I appreciate all these calls rolling in. Let's see who this is on line 3. You're on there. Who's this?
Hey, it's Howard Dean.
Hey, Howard Dean. Been a while. How you doing?
Oh, it's been a long time, Joey. This is the first time I've actually called your show.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah. I mean, you know me. We have a history, brother.
Of course. Calling today?
You are the one when I left to Colorado that day, right? And Greg brought me into the studio.
Yes, that was me. I was about 60 pounds lighter then.
Yeah, you know what? I am so impressed by what you've done since that day till where you're at. And I'm sorry, ma'am. I love you too. Is that? I'm sorry if I forget your name. The woman there that just spoke in?
No, there's no woman here.
Oh, I thought I heard a woman's voice in there. Wow, that was weird.
Wait, anyway, is it in your head? Hey, are you okay?
No, yeah, I'm great. The best thing about it is that I just got back to Alabama after doing a 4-year stint in Utah, and I'm very impressed by your show. Like I said, this is my first time calling in, but, man, you guys got it going on, and you'll definitely carry on when Greg is done.
Hey, don't bring that up. He doesn't
know,
need
I love
courage.
Him so much. He hates me, but he loves me at the same time. So, you know. But anyway, I just wanted to say, man, you know, you guys are good, and I'm glad to be back. But I'm so proud of you, bro. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Good day for all right. I'll start calling you.
Please do. Well, good to have folks back in the area. They try to get out of here, but they got to come back, you know, just for the talk radio airwaves here in Montgomery. How about this? We'll hit this break. I'm not sure where my guest is. I think he's gotten tied up at some meeting, but we'll be right back, folks, after the top hour break.
from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WHA.